This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The radical left or the radical right? Take your pick. Which one causes the most problem? You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. It's an interesting query, isn't it? So if you want to look at left and right, you have radicals on the left and the right. And what's funny, that there aren't many radicals on the right. They will throw over the neo-Nazis and the Klan and people like that. That's not the radical right. That's the left. It is. They've done a good job of making people believe it's the right. So I will ask you, what is the radical right? Yeah, think about it. I'll give you a few seconds. Do, 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 do. I cut it short. Do, do. There is no radical right. Do you know what the radical right is? It's the sanctimonious religious part of the right that says, we do not believe in abortion for any reason. So it's a people that say, if you get whatever circumstances you have a baby, the child deserves the chance to be born. That's as radical as it gets. Because we don't have the KKK, that's Democrats. We don't have the new Black Panthers. We don't have Antifa. We don't have Black Lives Matter. And we don't have the criminal element that the left have that are willing to go out and do crazy things to you. I ask this question all the time. Who fills the prisons? Is it a bunch of Republicans and conservatives that fill the prisons, or do you think it's a bunch of the Democrats and you know, et cetera? Who is it? You ever, when you go to get mugshots, you ever see anybody wearing Reagan? I'm for Reagan, or Make America Great Again hats and T-shirts or whatever. I'm not saying we don't commit crime by any means. I'm just saying who fills the prisons are the so-called liberals, certainly those whom the liberals sympathize with, and Democrats. If you were to poll prisoners and say, how did you vote if you voted at all? I'm going to tell you that I believe wholeheartedly. I don't need a Rasmussen to poll it. They're going to mostly say Democrat. And if you say, if you had voted, how would you have voted? They would say Democrat. A majority of them would. That's why Democrats want prisoners to be able to vote. I think it's going to be very shocking for them, though, when they find out that prisoners say, shoot, I've seen the criminal element. I know how those clowns are. And you know what? I'm not going to vote for the party that I would have voted for. But let's go back to the radical left and the radical right. There is no radical right. We may be dogmatic and the LGBT is an abomination before God. But again, that's the religious side. The closest you can get to the radical right is the religious right. I'm talking about the dogmatic Bible thumpers. How many of those do you know? Just being honest, how many do you know? Look, I'm a Christ follower, been a Christ follower for decades. Failed, very failed. But I'll tell you this, I know a lot of people who are dogmatically religious. And you know what they say? They go, look, I don't care if people are gay. I don't care if they want to live together. I don't want to be around it. I don't want this or that, but I don't care. I just don't want them legislating. I'm one of those. I don't care if I'm around it. My neighbors across the street when I was in St. Louis, gay couple, love those boys. Can throw down some food. Oh my gosh. Those dudes made some black-eyed peas. My grandmother made black-eyed peas, and I hated it. She would say, we got to have black-eyed peas for the new year. I used to hate it. That big old fat gay boy made some black eyed peas, man. Made me want to slap my grandmother. They were good. Love those guys. They watch after my house while it's under construction. All kinds of things. They're like brothers. They're just my gay bros. I don't like their lifestyle, but I don't care about it. They don't like mine either. So I'm just saying, give me your rat. What is the radical left and the radical right? What the radical right? I want you to take your own internal poll and tell me how many people are dogmatically, I'm against gays, I'm against this, I'm against, you know, whatever. Give me whatever that defines that. And then I'll ask you this. How dogmatic are they? Are they going out and protesting gays every day? Are they going out and throwing rocks and beating people up because, you know, a gay person is going to speak in their town at a college or university? Are they doing any of that? Tell me what they're doing that's so radical. But here's what I will tell you. The radical left will absolutely kill you. They will go to your baseball game and they will try to shoot your congressman. They will shoot up a school. They will shoot up a church. They will shoot up a jack-in-the-box, a McDonald's or whatever. They will absolutely beat you to death, take your car, take your money, rape your wife, kill you, condone the killing of other people by whether it's through this so-called, it wasn't a hate crime because it was against a white person, or they will let illegals come out on a technicality because they want to make a point to you. And they will let them kill you with impunity. They will make sanctuary cities for these people to come. They will say, let them storm the border. We don't care. That is the radical left. They will try to shut you down, put you in jail because you use the wrong gender pronoun. They will try to shut you down because you don't follow their dogma to the letter of the law. They will try to prevent you from you having ability to speak at a college campus, and they will destroy the campus and expect you to pay for the fixes. See, that's the radical left. The radical left will stage boycotts, protests. They will shut down your city. They will rub feces on cop cars that you will have to bring in hazmat units to clean up after them, and they don't even know why they're there. They will be fighting against the very thing that they are participants in. Technology and capitalism. And then they'll go back to their jobs and the coffee shops that they own and the internet businesses that they own and decry capitalism. See, that's the radical left. The radical left will shoot police officers, tell you that cops, there are pigs in the blanket that need to be roasted like bacon. They will tell you, kill cracker babies to your face. Their first lady will tell you that she didn't want to marry her husband because he had hung out with too many white people and they doted on him, and on and on and on. They will tell you they love you to your face while they're, you know, behind your back screwing your daughter or your son or whatever. That's the radical left. And we have these the radical right and the radical left. Let me tell you, how fast is the radical right growing? Because I just gave it to you. How fast are these religious zealots growing? And if you did throw the Aryan Nation or whatever in, how fast are they growing in comparison to the conveyor belt of radical leftists that get grown every single year as we graduate kids out of colleges? How fast do they grow versus us? You starting to get the picture?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talked about that radical left. And there's another radical group that I left out, and it's the feminist. The Me Too people. The National Organization of Women. Those types. And they're waging war with America. And they're doing it by way of men. And what's funny is they've got fathers and brothers that they like. Mostly eunuchs. People that have succumbed to that way of thinking, or a father who was a little bit too strict. So some feminist is like, my daddy was too strict, so I'm going to be a lesbian and I'm going to make him pay. Okay, whatever. But they exist and they're at war with us. They don't like us. And they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to be able to have the Christine Blasey Ford who can come out and lie about a person like Brett Kavanaugh, just Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The reason why I always call him now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is because I want the left to understand you lost. Christine Blasey Ford, you got your $650,000 or whatever, but you lost. Because despite what people may think about Brett Kavanaugh, there are far more people who know who you are. So that's the good news. But the Me Too movement almost got a skin on the wall. And prior to Kavanaugh, it got many. It got Cosby. It got all kinds of executives. It ate its own, even the media types. And it moved women into these other positions of power or whatever. Fine, good for them. If those women do miraculously at CBS and NBC and all these other places, good for them. I'll tell you this. I saw Hoda, I don't know her name, but she's on, I think, NBC, and Kathy Lee and all these, and I don't know their politics, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not always that interested in just watching these women like The View. I get it. There are a lot of women out there, but hey, women, there are sometimes you can have interesting men on and you can have topics that men would be involved in. They don't seem to care. Anyway, they're another group, radical group that I say. They want their cake and they want to eat it too. They want to talk about how powerful they are, that, you know, women can do anything. And then in the next breath, they're complaining about what women can't do or aren't being allowed to do, whatever else. Let me tell you something. I'm black. I got many things going against me, as the left would like to tell me. And I wake up every morning going, what do I want to accomplish today? And you know what I do? I accomplish it. I don't care how many white people are in the way, how many hurdles that get put into my face, whatever it is. If it's a goal of mine, I will get it accomplished. And if I were to look at the end of the day and go, you know, there's a white guy that tried to stop me from fundraising or doing this or that. I missed it. Because I'm not focusing on that. Anyway, we are at war with these people. But I saw a story that doesn't look too good for the Me Too movement. And to the ladies now, I say, no means no for you too. And to the guys, I'm going to warn you, this story is a cautionary tale of be careful what you wish for. Rebecca Lynn Phelps, 31, was arrested for domestic battery following a confrontation in the Tampa home she shares with the victim and the couple's child. Phelps' arrest was a second time in 14 months. She was busted for allegedly battering a man who did not want to have sexual relations with her. Yeah. Investigators allege that the victim was sleeping late Thursday night when Phelps entered their bedroom seeking to have sex. After Phelps groped her partner's private parts, what? Holy mother of Bill Clinton. The victim said no and went back to sleep. Phelps subsequently returned to the bedroom, started tapping the man's leg. The victim pretended to be asleep to ignore the defendant, who was intoxicated. Phelps then allegedly scratched the victim on his left eye, causing it to swell and turn black and blue. Phelps told cops she didn't touch the victim, but she was arrested on misdemeanor domestic battery charge, released the following morning after posting a $100 bond. There you go. Phelps is ordered to have no contact with the victim. Now, see, this is the type of thing that a man, I just want you to, let's just flip it for just a second, okay? Let's just play, some, you know, play a game here. And let's say it was a man who went in and he says, hey, I want to have sex with you. And grabs the woman by her private parts. Well, we all know now that that's rape, okay? I'm just saying, Christine Blasey Ford. So he grabs her by the private parts. She says no, goes back to sleep. Later on, he comes back in and he taps her on the leg. She pretends to be asleep. And he gets mad, scratches her left eye till it swells and makes it black and blue. But then says, I never touched her, but she's got a black and blue eye and it's swelled up. He goes to jail. They arrest him. And he's released on a $100 bond. See, let me explain. It doesn't work like that in the real world for men, ladies. That guy would have a major bond. He would not be able to go back to his house. There would be news coverage out the wazoo of domestic violence. There'd be women in the town protesting, and they would end up doing some kind of symposiums on it. And he would be one of these big statistics and whatever else. But if a woman does what I'm saying that this man couldn't get away with, she gets a $100 bond and she's free again. Now, there's more to the story. In September of 2017, this woman, Phelps, was arrested after allegedly getting mad at a man because he did not want to have sexual relations with her. Phelps screamed at the victim and smacked him so hard on the right side of his face, it left, they said, a red spot on his face. She also scratched the man's arm, causing it to bleed. Prosecutors declined to pursue the case against Phelps. Now, they don't know whether it was the same guy, which I'm going to speculate that it was, because they have a baby who's, you know, 14 months old, or so, I don't know. They had a young child together, so you have to presume it was probably the same guy. Now, I want you to go back again and say this man has gone in, you know, to the room, did this thing that he did, got released on a $100 bond, but he had a previous time that he'd done it, and the state didn't prosecute. If this man had done that in 2017, the state would have prosecuted. Because that's what they do when it's men. With women, she got away with it. Then she did it again. So she's a recidivist criminal who apparently is a sexaholic. Now, guys, why did I tell you it's a cautionary tale for you, too? Because if you want that woman that always wants it, it seems like a guy's dream, but it's not necessarily. Because this particular woman seems like when she wants it, and you better be ready to get it. And that, to me, is, I don't want to get into pathologies here, but if that were a guy, he would indeed be a guy you'd have to be concerned about. He wants what he wants when he wants it. And woman, you're going to give it to me no matter what. And that's essentially what this woman is saying. And the double standard by which this guy is being treated is what I'm trying to highlight here. It's a man's world, right? That's what we're told. It's a man's world. Well, I don't feel that way. I feel like in this case, it's a woman's world. She can do what she wants to this man with immunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced he's canceling his G20 meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin over tensions with Ukraine. President Trump, though, will be meeting with the leader of China, and Republican Senator John Thune tells Fox News We need to get our trade deals worked out.
I'm hoping that there will be some constructive discussions that get held and hopefully some forward progress with respect to the trade relationship that we have with China, that they will end some of these trade abuses and create a more level playing field.
In other news, President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Mr. Trump in 2016. The president reacts to the news.
He's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about.
More folks are filing for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department reports 234,000 workers filed for first-time claims last week. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I hear the Obamas are a billion-dollar brand. And I saw the story that said something like that. You know, the Obamas, the billion-dollar brand. And I said to myself, this is a fake news story. Don't believe the hype. That would be the Obama is God nonsense of the Democrats, because that's what they're trying to make you believe when they tell you, when you see something, oh, look at the Obamas, they're the next billionaire couple. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm not a billionaire. I'm not a multimillionaire. I'm not a millionaire. I may not even be a thousandaire. But I'll tell you this, I know who I am. I wouldn't trade places with the Obamas, not for all the money in the world. When it comes to the Obamas, folks, you can't get waders deep enough to let you walk through the BS that the left throws at you. Black Camelot, they were called when they came into the White House. Michael Eric Dyson said Barack Obama brought sexy brilliance to the White House. And I ask everybody, did he have a pet hamster? Are you kidding me? Sexy brilliance? How about militant metrosexualism? That's what they brought. Michelle was the militant. Barack is the metrosexual. Role reversal. That's what they are. She can beat him up. I don't think there's many people that would argue with me about this. If Michelle and Barack got into a fist fight, I would put my money on Michelle. I couldn't put it there fast enough. If a bookie said, we're taking bets on Michelle and Barack Obama, boom! Michelle. Before he could even get it out of his mouth. Put me down for a dime. Yeah, to believe leftists, folks, the Obamas, both of them, walk on water. Behind the scenes, they don't believe that. Behind the scenes, they think of them as what they are. They're racist and opportunists who took advantage of America. But hey, you got to understand, that's a feather in your cap when you're a Democrat. What? They made millions of dollars. They're worth $100 million. I mean, I'm telling you how black folks are looking to, shoot, man, they got some of that white people money. Yeah, those Obamas made out like bandits. They got over. The billion-dollar brand. It was funny, the Obamas, get this, this is what's so bad about it. Barack Obama, in order to get into that upper echelon, he had to become president. It was all or nothing for him. If he lost, he was toast. If he lost in 2012, which he did, but if it was official, you know, without the cheating, that he lost, he doesn't have near the career. He had to serve the full 2 terms so people could believe the lie, believe the fake brand that is the Obamas. So what? He lost 1,080 seats to Republicans during his tenure. That don't make him a loser. But Democrats pretend he's the product of a forbidden sexual tryst between Reverend Martin Luther King and Superman. That's what birthed Obama. He's got, he's impervious to everything, including kryptonite, because he's got the color of his skin on his side. Oh, yeah, Reverend King will throw that Bible up, free at last. Well, he's neither. But that's not what the New York Post will try to tell you when they spin the Obamas, because according to them, the Obamas are on their way to becoming a billion-dollar brand, akin to Jay-Z and Beyonce. They tried to be that. They hung out with them. They hang out with Richard Branson, the other billionaires, because they want to know what it's like. And these are people that are telling them, hey, take those book proceeds. I'll stick it in some you know, different things for you. And, you know, different products, and we'll make it into more and more money. They got a big problem. I'm not going to cover it right now, but they do. But the New York Post says this of the Obamas. They say that because of their book deals and their speeches and these Netflix video, this Netflix deal, they're going to be a billionaire couple. People, they love them, and they're going to always love them, and I disagree. The latest example of cashing in comes in with the former First Lady's new memoir, Becoming. Becoming what? Becoming a man? She's a man, baby! It was released, what, a week ago? Part of the $65 million book advance for both of the Obamas. See, that's a huge deal. But it's for her and for him. And it's for multiple books. Yeah, this happened in 2017 when they inked this big deal after leaving the White House. Books to be written by both of them. They say, highest amount of money ever paid for a presidential memoir, but not if you break it down. I don't think it would be. How much of that's going for Barack Obama? How much of that's going for Michelle? What exactly are we going to learn new about Barack? I mean, here's the deal. If they told the truth, I'd buy their books in a minute. They could sell the book publisher. If Barack Obama and Michelle Obama told us the truth and said, you know what? We can't stand white people. We were so happy to get elected so we can implement an entire blackness, you know, culture. Make the White House black. We planned a party. Our booties are whatever. If they wrote that. If they told me, you know what, when we selected Biden, we knew we were selecting a moron. When we selected Hillary, you know the saying, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. We didn't give a crap about this country. We were going to remake it. If they did that, I'd buy it. I'm not kidding. I'd buy the book. I bet many of you would, too. If they said, you know what, we use this language of scandal-free, you know, administration. We knew we had some scandals. We had, man, it was all kinds of stuff going on. If they gave us the dirt, if there was anybody associated with that White House that gave us the dirt, they would outsell Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, and all the other Obamas in the next 10 generations combined. That book would sell millions of books. Be a fly on the wall to give you the truth. How scared he was. How Michelle Obama threatened to leave him and go be with a Secret Service guy. How Barack Obama tried to figure out how to hang out with his paramour, Reggie Love, and all that. They gave us the dirt. That would be the biggest best-selling book on the planet. I should write it. Is what if? Let's a visit inside the real White House with the Obamas. Michelle on the workout bag and Barack coming in acting like he's running the country. And Michelle say, hey, here's what I want done today. This is my militant agenda. He's like, Michelle, I can't get that passed. I mean, people go, you don't want, Barack, you don't want me to come and black your eye, do you? Maybe I'll write that book. Man. Anyway, according to the New York Post, First Lady is going to make millions from her appearance on this 10-city tour that she was on promoting her autobiography, Becoming. Becoming what, I ask again? Becoming a dude? Becoming a real American and loving the country? Yeah, fat chance she's going to make millions in 10 days. But hey, whatever. Whatever's clever. I'm not mad at her for profiteering, making money. If I left the White House, I wouldn't care if you loved me or hated me. I'm going to go out, and if they go, Kev, we're going to give you a $20 million book deal. We're going to put you on TV. Let's go. The hefty book advance covers Michelle Obama's I Hate Trump mini tour, and I suspect she didn't sell a fraction of the books needed to make a dent in that $65 million advance, whatever number she was supposed to get to. Oh, there's hoopla at the beginning. The first 3 days.
Oh, I couldn't stand Donald Trump, and he really offended me when he won. Because, you know, I don't like white people, and I don't like them winning.
And she revealed herself to be a racist on this tour. Nobody said a word.
I didn't like Barack at first because white people just doted on him. And you know how I feel about white people. I can't stand white people.
And then there are those speeches. Yeah, that's where they're going to make their billions. The Obamas appear to be on the Clinton discount schedule if that's the case. Because Bill Clinton got upwards of $1 million for speeches. And I bet he got even more than that. But yeah, $1 million. Hillary Clinton, I remember, I think it was Goldman Sachs. She got $600,000 to speak at Goldman Sachs, and she was never a president. That's white people money right there, y'all. But the $225,000 they say Michelle Obama commands, it's not peanuts. And Obama, Barack, he gets a cool $400,000. So I'm not, look, if I did one speech at $200,000 or $50,000 and one at $400,000, I would consider myself in some tall cotton. So I'm not scoffing at it, but that ain't white folk money. And then how many of these speeches are they doing? The Clintons, man, they racked it up. $100 million or more in speeches. So I don't think the Obamas are going to run at the click rate of these guys. Number one, too much scrutiny. People want to know, what are you getting for that kind of money? And then there are feminists. Where are they? Were they not decrying the fact that Michelle's only getting $250,000 or whatever she does for her speeches and Barack's getting $400,000? You know, women ain't making the kind of money men do and such. And then in this article, they bring in Obama's salary. Well, he gets $207,800 his annual presidential pension. That's walking around money for Bill Gates. Two innings for a top major league pitcher. Let me put it this way. If George Soros rounded his wealth to the nearest decimal, he wouldn't even miss that money. But the Obamas have another source of income. That multi-year Netflix deal. To do what? To show people they don't know how to make films and do TV? They ain't going to be billionaires. That's just hype.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So Donald Trump asked in a tweet, and we talked about this obviously, but he's been asking Mueller, where is the stuff that's going on with Hillary Clinton's cronies and the Russian collusion? And because it obviously has to lead back to Hillary Clinton in some sort of way. You can't investigate Russia without it leading back to Hillary Clinton. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to KJRadio.com. I said I've written 3 pieces about Trump putting the sight squarely on Mueller, and we're not talking about a flesh wound. We're talking about a kill shot, metaphorically, of course. And Donald Trump is saying to Mueller, put up or shut up. Rudy Giuliani said it before. Where's the report? Get us the report. We want to see what's going on. There's nothing that Trump has done. So he's saying, if I've done nothing, show me what these other people have done. You know, show me where this report is going to lead, because it's not leading to me. And, it's become a joke as to who it's gotten, Papadopoulos, Flynn, and all that. And I don't want to rehash it. We talked about it this week already. But Trump is calling him out because something's up. He knows it. And I want to go back to something that had come up a while back. This is probably a month ago. And I'm going to read this report. It says, Special Counsel, Robert Mueller, issued grand jury subpoena seeking testimony from public relations executives who worked on a lobbying campaign organized by Manafort, including the Podesta Group. The Podesta Group, co-founded by former chairman of Hillary Clinton's campaign, John Podesta, was one of six lobbying firms who worked on Manafort's campaign between 2012 and 2014 to get the Ukraine into the EU. One executive whose firm received a subpoena told NBC that Mueller's team is closely examining the lobbying campaign that the Podesta Group was part of. Now, this is going to get interesting because, as Donald Trump tweeted, Mueller has his fingers in all this stuff. The Podestas, all these guys are part of this, not only trying to get Ukraine into the EU, they're part of the Uranium One deal. It's crazy how all these things go. And Podesta's got 20. Look, I don't know what Manafort got, but the Podesta Group got over $20 million from the Russians. Mueller, that's pretty much a clue. He goes on to say this. We think they're trying to figure out, was this a legitimate project? The unnamed executive said. From our perspective, it was. We did a lot of work. We took it seriously. The executive said six firms participated in Manafort's campaign, which was paid for by a Brussels-based nonprofit called the European Center for a Modern Ukraine. Goal was to build support for Ukraine's entry into the EU. Two firms, the Podesta Group and Mercury LLC, worked with Manafort partner Rick Gates, according to lobbying disclosure records. So, look, again, I think the Manafort thing is a joke. It was looked at before, years earlier, and they either decided. Maybe there was some shenanigans going on in politics there where Manafort was able to get out of it. But to rehash it now under the guise of Trump, when it had already been looked at, I think is, what do they call it? Double jeopardy. And are any of these guys squeaky clean? My answer is probably no. But I don't see, I can't see trying to make Manafort your scapegoat just because you're going after Trump. And of course, it's not going to work. The article continues, at the time of Manafort's campaign, Ukraine was run by a pro-Russian political party that paid Manafort $17 million for consulting in 2013 and 14. When I stop and think about what these guys are paying out, immediate flags go up. Look, I'm sure there's a lot to be said for a person having know-how. You pay somebody $1 million salary because they know their job really well. And I know there's a price to be paid for know who. And I'll give you an example on a personal front. I met with a very wealthy man recently who's helping to fund one of our projects. And he immediately says, well, how about we call a friend of mine who's a billionaire? He would love this kind of project. And he goes, now I got another friend that I think he's typically donated to these types of projects. And he says, I tell you what I'm going to do, Kevin. I'm going to set those meetings up for you. Now, that is invaluable. But is it worth $17 million? You get what I'm saying? There's a price to be paid for doing business. And when I hear things, and I'll just use Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton as an example. Hillary Clinton goes and gives a speech to Goldman Sachs for $600,000. There's nothing Hillary Clinton could say. There's no words that could come out of her mouth except stick them up. This worth $600,000 for a 30, 45-minute speech. Nothing. Bill Clinton goes to Russia, speaks for a fee of $1 million. What's he saying? What is so valuable to the Russians that those words coming out of his mouth are worth him paying $1 million? Nothing. It's pay for play. Now, Manafort got $17 million for two years worth of work. What went into it? Don't know, don't care. The Podestas got $20 million for whatever time they spent. The Clinton Foundation got $145 million from the Russians. Tell me who's making out like a bandit here. I mean, I live in the world of ordinary. I live in a world where people drive $30,000, maybe $40,000, $50,000 cars. They live in houses that are maybe, you know, $250,000 to half a million dollars, whatever, give or take. And I can go on either side of those things and be okay. I don't live in the world where people live in, you know, $10 million, $20 million mansions, have private jets. I mean, I know people that do, but I'm saying that's not the normal world. I look at these numbers and I say to myself, come on, guys. Come on. But here's why I want to talk about this. Because Mueller needs to issue this report. And supposedly, the Podestas are under investigation. Now, I've heard that I saw Jerome Corsi a tweet that he sent out to all his friends in his GoFundMe page, and he's former WND, and he's saying Mueller wanted me to take a plea, and I didn't. Manafort, you know what's happening to him. Roger Stone is saying that, you know, Trump gave his answers, and he was asked, did Roger Stone tip him off about WikiLeaks? And Roger Stone said, no, they didn't tip him off about WikiLeaks. And I don't think Roger Stone had that kind of, I think he was involved with the president at some point, but I think it was a part-time deal. It didn't last very long. But Trump answered no. I didn't get any tip-offs of anything. The only tip-off that Trump got was from Admiral Rogers, who let him know that the FBI had infiltrated his campaign, that they were listening to him at Trump Tower, and that's when Trump moved his entire campaign to a completely different area. I think he moved it to Mar-a-Lago or somewhere. And that was when the Democrats knew things were up. Here's what I wish would have happened. Because we documented this story, and Dan Bongino talks about it in Spygate. When Admiral Rogers came over to meet with Trump at Trump Tower to tell him that he had been, you know, that he was being spied on, that they infiltrated his campaign, the FBI was spying on him, the NSA was listening to him, and on and on. Because Trump was saying, how do they know what I'm saying to the Mexican, can't remember if it was the president or whatever, but I think it was the Mexican president and the Australian president. How could they possibly know what I said? Because it had leaked to the media. And that was when Trump was like, I don't get this. And Rogers, 9 days after Trump became president-elect, he went over, and he did not report to Clapper, and he says, here's what's going on. But here's what's interesting to me, is that if Donald Trump had said, okay, now we know they're listening, now we know what's going on, let's start setting traps for them, I think this thing would be over much sooner. And I wish he'd done that. I wish he'd said, interesting, okay. And so everybody was tipped off in the administration to quiet, write what you want to say. And Trump would say things, you know, whatever, to get them into, you know, lead them into trouble. And I don't know what he would have said, but maybe they would have videotaped the entire thing of we're bugged, we know we're being bugged or whatever. What would have happened? I think it was a strategic move that Donald Trump should have made, and he didn't. I'm not going to say it was a mistake, because you know, he did what he did, and he knew what was going on. He got tipped off, and it caused a panic inside of the Democrats. But I would have liked to have seen it play out that way. Anyway, I'm curious to see what Manafort comes back with. I mean, Mueller, and we'll know soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.